85. Grieve later. Don't tell anyone. I can't say it. I must whisper. I foresaw this. From drawer 3020, a particularly small emerald. Adolin shoved down the emotion of seeing Elokar's dead body. It was one of the first battlefield lessons his father had taught him. Grieve later. Adolin pulled Kaladin out along the sunwalk while Skaar and Drahi guarded their retreat, encouraging the last of the wall guard to run, or limp, to safety. Kaladin stumbled along. Though he didn't appear wounded, he stared with a glazed-over look. Those were the eyes of a man who bore the kinds of wounds you couldn't fix with bandages. They eventually poured out of the sunwalk onto the Oathgate platform, where Azure's soldiers held firm, her surgeons running to help the wounded who had escaped the bloodbath in the eastern gallery. Skaar and Drahi dropped down to the platform, guarding the way onto the sunwalk to prevent the Queen's Guard or Parshmen from following. Adolin stumbled to a stop. From this vantage, he could see the city. Stormfather. Tens of thousands of Parshmen flooded in through the broken gates or across the nearby sections of wall. Figures glowing with dark light zipped through the air. Those seemed to be gathering in formations nearby, perhaps for an assault on the Oathgate platform. Adolin took it all in and admitted the terrible truth. His city was lost.
All forces, hold the platform, he heard himself saying. But pass the word. I'm going to take us to Yuvithiru.
Sir, a soldier said. Civilians are crowding the base of the platform trying to get up the steps.
Let them, Adolin shouted. Get as many people up here as you can. Hold against any enemy who tries to reach the platform top, but don't engage them if they don't press. We're abandoning the city. Anyone not on the platform in 10 minutes will be left behind.
Adolin hurried toward the control building. Kaladin followed, dazed. After what he's been through, Adolin thought, I wouldn't have expected that anything could faze him. Not even Elokar's storms. Grieve later. Azure stood guard in the doorway to the control building, holding the pack full of gemstones. Hopefully, those would be enough to get everyone to safety. Brightness Devar told me to clear everyone else out, the High Marshal said. Something's wrong with the device. Adolin cursed under his breath and stepped inside. Shallan knelt on the ground before a mirror, looking at herself. Behind, Kaladin stepped in, then settled down on the floor, placing his back to the wall.
Shallan, Adolin said, we need to go. Now.
But
the city has fallen. Transfer the entire platform, not just the control building. We need to get as many people as we can to safety.
My men on the wall,
Azure said. They're dead or routed, Adolin said, gritting his teeth. I don't like it any more than you do. The king is dead. The queen has joined the enemy. I'm ordering our retreat, Azure.
Adolin locked gazes with the woman.
We gain nothing by dying here.
She drew her lips to a line, but didn't argue further.
Adolin, Shallan whispered. The heart was a trick. I didn't chase it off. It left on purpose. I think the Voidbringers intentionally left Kaladin and his men alone after only a brief fight. They let us come here because the Oathgate is trapped.
How do you know?
Adolin asked. Shallan cocked her head.
I'm speaking to her.
Her?
Ja'anat, the taker of secrets. She says that if we engage, the device will be caught in a disaster.
Adolin took a deep breath.
Do it anyway, he said.
Do it anyway. Shallan understood the implication. How could they trust an ancient spren of odium? Perhaps Shallan really had driven the Black Heart away, and, in a panic to keep the humans from escaping, Ja'anat was now stalling. Shallan looked away from the pleading figure in the mirror. The others couldn't see her. She'd confirmed this with Azure already. Pattern, she whispered. What do you think? He said quietly. Lies. So many lies. I don't know, Shallan. I cannot tell you. Kaladin slumped by the wall, staring sightlessly as if he were dead inside. She couldn't recall ever seeing him in such a state. "Get ready." Shallan stood up, summoning Pattern as a blade. "Trust is not mine," said the figure in the mirror. "You will not give my children a home. Not yet." Shallan pushed the blade into the lock. It melded to match Pattern's shape. "I will show you," Zha Anat said. "I will try. My promise is not strong, for I cannot know. But I will try."
"Try what?"
Shallan asked. "Try not to kill you." With those words haunting her, Shallan engaged the Oath Gate.